们来翻开历代志下21章。
Let's open to Second Chronicle chapter 21.
我们昨天看到这个先知特别责备约沙法。
Yesterday we saw that the prophet rebuked that Jehoshaphat.
说你跟亚哈联合。
That he made alliance with Ahaz.
那我们就看到这一个亚哈跟他联合的时候是跟他有一个婚姻的关系。
Now Ahab was united with him because of marriage.
那么这一个当这个亚哈这个的孩儿子呢，这个女儿呢，嫁给了这个约沙法的儿子。
Because of the daughter of Ahab was married to Jehoshaphat's son.
我们从第21章里面的第一节看到亚哈所做的一些工作。
From chapter 21, verse 1, we saw what Ahab did.
他们的父亲将许多金银财宝和犹大地的坚固城赐给他们。第三节，21章第3节。
Chapter 21, verse 3.
他们的父亲
But their father had given them many gifts of silver and gold, an article of value, as well as a fortified city in Judah.
和犹大的坚固城赐给他们。
And also fortified cities in Judah.
将国赐给约兰。
But he had given the kingdom to Joram.
他是长子。
Because he was his firstborn son.
我们看过这一段话，好像没什么错。
I thought we saw this, seems like it's nothing wrong.
但是神有这样子交代他们吗？
But did God tell them to do this?
大卫有将这个国分的好几个城，让他的孩子去一个城一个城管理吗？
Did David divide his kingdom into different cities for his sons to manage one by one?
所罗门有这样子，神有这样交代他们吗？
Did God command them to do this?
那这一套方法，这个策略从哪里来？
Where did this strategy come from?
其他的国家里面来。
It came from other countries.
那么是不是说外面的好的东西不能学习呢？
Is it some the good things from the out things from outside cannot be used?
按照这样子，这里一个，这个是一个很好的。
So here is something seems reasonable.
但是如果他们不是同一个家族的，或许很好。
Maybe if they are not of the same family, it's good.
因为这个起来的时候呢，你也是王，我是统管所有的王。
So you say I'm the king, but you are the king. I'm the king.
那么如果你这个王很得民心。
If one of the kings really received praise from the people,
我这个统管万王的这个呢，比较做一些事情不得民心的时候怎么办
？What happened? The king that rules over the kings is not pleasing to the people. What are you going to do?
来推翻我呢
？So are you going to revolt against me?
那我们就看到呢，这个约兰呢
，We see that Joram
因为这个约兰是他长子，他得了这个王以后呢，他就把他所有的兄弟给杀了。
So after he became king, he killed all his brothers.
那么因为怎么样，怕他怎么样，争取这样。
Because that's what he was afraid of.
那么我想背后一定是有他的太太做一些工作。
I'm sure his wife was doing work behind the scenes.
我们可以从后面的这个例子里面呢，我们就可以看到。
We can see from the examples afterwards that that's what happened.
约兰也许没有这样的想法，有这样动机，还没有完全想要这么做。
Maybe Jehoram had this motive, but he really hadn't thought of executing it.
那么他的太太呢？这一个呢？临门的一脚呢？可能这样子，这一个所做的一些工作。
So maybe Lima did this something like this.
那么这个约沙法的这个亚哈的成亲的这个是耶洗别的女儿。叫做这个利亚，他亚他利亚。
So the daughter of Jezebel Atalia.
因此先知特别的责备。
That's why the prophet specially rebuked her.
那果真我们就看到有两代王的时候呢，这两代王。
So we see these two dynasties of kings that died.
不行耶和华眼中看为正的事情。
It did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
神使大卫的这个王位呢，暂时七年之内不在他的掌管。
So God let us the kingdom of David 7 years not in the descendants' hands.
我们就看到因为约沙法的一个错误。
We saw that Joseph has a mistake.
那么不是因为这样咒诅临到了。
It's not because that the curse came.
这个是错误。所影响到他后代里面没有办法尊耶和华为圣。
So it's because the mistake that he made that his descendants were not able to obey.
如果约兰呢，他尊耶和华的话语。
If Jehoram had followed the word of the Lord,
他就不会杀他的兄弟。
He would not have killed his brothers.
他也就不会听亚撒利亚的话语。亚撒利亚的话。
He would not have listened to Atalia.
也这样子呢，纵然成亲的时候，他也能够尊耶和华为圣。
So yeah, then he would have honored the Lord as holy.
也就不会做了许多更荒唐的事情。
He would not would have done such ridiculous things.
那么我们就看到21章第10节。
We see in chapter 21 verse 10.
因为发生了这些事情，这样以东背叛犹大。
Because of what he done, Edom had been in rebellion against Judah ever since.
包括利拿人也背叛了。
So even Libna revolted.
当我们在很多的这个不按神的话语的时候呢
，So when we don't do according to the word of the Lord,
神只有他的方法。
God would have to use his way.
这些方法呢，不是惩罚。
All his way is not to punish.
这一些方法呢，是要叫你回转。
It's to turn you back.
当我们看到这一个跟亚哈联亲的时候。
So we see when he married into married with Ahab's family.
可以讲什么呢
？So what is he saying?
以色列嘛
，Israel, right?
这个本来就是同一个祖宗出来的嘛。
They are of the same forefathers.
而且还是近亲啊。
Also, they are very close relationship.
那么这个彼此之间的连结应该不要打仗嘛。
So if they have any family marriage, there shouldn't be any war. They should be united.
但是呢，我们就看到这个合一里面的危机是什么。
So what we see here is the danger in the unity.
如果亚哈行耶和华眼中看为正的事情
，But if King Ahab didn't do what was good in the eyes of the Lord,
这种联合是很好的。
This unity would be great.
如果是亚哈这样不行耶和华眼中看为正的
，But if Ahab did not do what was good in the eyes of the Lord,
跟他联合，你就会受他的影响。
If you are united with him, you'll be influenced by him.
我们看这样的影响两代。
We saw the influence affected two generations.
那两代这样长久的时间
，such a long time，
并且呢，我们看一个一个就离开他
，and one also departed from him。
那么你可以看到，他又在犹大诸山建立丘坛
，he also built altars, high places at that time.
耶路撒冷的居民行邪啊邪淫
，so they prostituted themselves in Jerusalem，
诱惑犹大好人
，and led Judah astray。
我们就看到哈，这个是耶洗别的一个灵进到这个边来了。
We see this is the spirit of Jezebel that had entered into them.
他的女儿就交代他的先生约兰。
So her daughter taught her husband Yoram.
后面讲到怎么样？这个先知就来了。
So the prophet came.
先知以利亚呢就写信啊，到给约兰说。
So a letter from Elijah came to Yoram.
这个应该是以利亚的末期了。
This must be the latter part of Elijah.
应该是以利亚。除了这个被火接上去以后，最后所发生的一件事情。
This is probably the last event that happened to Elijah before he was taken up in the whirlwind.
那么这个约兰呢，就这个被以利亚训诫说：“你的祖宗大卫神如此说。”
So he was rebuked. He said, "This is what the Lord, the God of your father David said."
因为你不行你父约沙法和犹大王以撒的王亚撒的道。
You have not walked in the ways of your father Jehoshaphat or of Asa, king of Judah.
乃行以色列诸王的道。
But you have walked in the ways of the kings of Israel.
那么又杀了你父家的弟兄。
You also killed your brothers.
像亚哈一样。
Just like Ahab did.
故此呢，耶和华降大灾于你的百姓和你的妻子儿女。
So the Lord now is going to strike you, your people, your sons, your wives, and everything that is yours with heavy blow.
讲到说，长子必得病。
So his sons will kill.
这个病了以后是两年，长达两年。
You talk about he will also be sick with a lingering illness that lasted 2 years.
意思他是痛苦的死亡。
That is a painful death.
那么在这里面我们看到这个是神对约兰的惩罚。
This is God's punishment for your own.
那么耶路撒冷的这个居民呢？在这22章第1节。
In chapter 22 verse 1, the people of Jerusalem.
这个居民立约立这个居民立约兰的小儿子亚哈谢啊，这个。接续他做王。
They made Ahaziah, Jehoram's youngest son, king in his place.
那么我们看到亚哈谢呢，去这一个看他这个亚哈的这一个啊，这个也是他的这一个兄弟。
Ahaziah went to see his brethren.
我们去看的时候呢，就被耶户所杀掉了。
So Baltimore, he was killed by Yehu.
我们就看到这个是上次我们在在列王记上里面有看到的历史。
This is what we saw in the history of the kings, first kings.
这里面提到说，当他登基的时候，有亚拉伯人来攻击。
When he came to the throne, the Aramean came to attack.
那么亚哈谢登基的时候呢，42岁。
So Isaiah, when he came to the throne, he was 12.
他的母亲呢，就是亚塔利亚。
And his mom was Athaliah.
啊，那是暗利的孙女。
And a granddaughter of Omri.
那我们看到亚哈谢也行了亚哈的道。
So we saw that he did just like Ahab did.
因为他的母亲给他主谋。
Because his mother encouraged him to do so.
妈妈会给儿子主谋，也给自己的丈夫。
So not only the mother encouraged him to do wrong, encouraged his her own husband to do wrong.
然后我们看到这一个啊，她的丈夫接到了约兰接到的以利亚的信，死掉了，她还没有悔改。
Even though she saw what happened to her husband after he received the letter from,
因为她根本不尊耶和华为圣。
Received the letter from Elijah because she did not honor the Lord as holy.
她的神根本不是耶和华。
Because her God was not Jehovah.
他们甚至觉得就是说我的神比较有能力。
She felt that her God had more power.
你是小神，你是有能力。
You're a little God. You have power.
啊，你惩罚了我的先生。
You punished my husband.
我的神是比较大的。
My God is bigger.
一个人被这一些冲昏了头的时候呢
？When somebody said it filled with this,
就会啊的没有办法用道理跟他讲清楚。
The person would not be cannot be reasoned.
你刚硬了。
And also very hardened.
啊，有时候说，这个是什么？这个是什么问题？你为什么害怕？
So sometimes you tell them, what is this problem that you're so afraid?
啊，这小小事情为什么你害怕
？Why so little matter? Why are you so afraid?
看到蟑螂就害怕。
So they see little cockroaches, they're afraid.
有些人看到老鼠会害怕。
Some people see the mouse, they are afraid.
当有一些人不怕老鼠，只怕蟑螂。
But some people are not afraid of mouse, but they're afraid of cockroaches.
看到老鼠可以把它打。
They see the mouse, they can strike them.
看到蟑螂的时候吓得要命。
But when you see the cockroaches, they scared to death.
老鼠你都不怕了，为什么你怕蟑螂
？So if you're not afraid of mouse, why or rats, why are you afraid of cockroaches?
怕没有什么，为什么就是怕嘛。
They have no reason. They're just afraid.
你要怎么讲出一个什么所以然来呢
？There's nothing to that they can really tell you.
因此呢，我们就看到他被蒙蔽的时候。
So we see that when she's blinded.
我们用为什么会这样
？We ask why.
已经看到先生接到以利亚的信。
They saw her husband receive a letter from Elijah.
那他还怎么样？这样子的作恶。
She's continued to do evil.
啊，特别在第四节里，他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事情。
We see in verse 4 that her son did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
后这边又讲到，有他因他父亲死后，有亚哈家的人给他主谋。
So that it's in the house that had Ahab done after her father's death, he became his advisors.
这些时候呢，我们就看到他们在整个的王宫长大，他们。有这样子的一个教育系统。
So we see the education system when they grew up in palace.
神有给他们的律法的系统。
God gave them a system of laws.
只是他们有没有好好的学习。
But it's question whether they actually learn or not.
那么我们就看到呢，这个最后呢，他被耶户所杀死。
We saw that he was killed by Yehu.
亚哈谢去见耶兰的时候
，So when Isaiah went to visit Yoram，
因为他们都是亲兄弟，他们那个姓氏里面有时候会重复。
So because they are brothers, so some of their names seem to will repeat.、
哎、这个耶兰呢，不是这一个啊，这一个啊，他的父亲耶兰。
So this Yoram is not Yehoram, the father of Isaiah.
这是北国的王。
This is a king of Israel.
亚哈之后。
This is after Ahab.
这耶兰他的这亚哈的儿子。
This is Ahab's son.
他。被害呀、啊、
，Who was murdered？
那么亚哈谢呢？去那个地方也被耶户所剪除。
So Ahaziah went there also. He was killed by Yehu.
我们听过了北国唯一被高的王是耶户。
So we saw that the person who revolted against the king was Yehu.
他对巴利深知痛绝。
So he hated Baal.
把所有的这个偶像全部拿掉。
So he destroyed all. He removed all the idols.
哎，不错哦，但是有没有敬拜神？
But pretty good, right? Did he worship the Lord?
没有。
No.
他敬拜什么？
Who did he worship?
金牛犊。
The golden calf.
他有他的神。
He had his own son, his own God.
他讨厌这些神，是因为他有他自己的神。
He hated all these gods because he had his own God.
有一些人讨厌这些事情，不见得他是敬畏耶和华。
Some people hated these not because they worship, they fear the Lord.
我们看到今年的总统两个。
We see these two presidential candidates this year.
叫基督徒真的是难以选择。
And make it hard for Christians to choose.
一个是什么？一个是这一个奥巴马。
One is Obama.
一个是呢，这个啊，这个摩门教徒。
One is a disciple of Mormon.
因为呢，还没当总统，所以他的名字我也叫不太出来。
So he's not president. So I'm not really too familiar with his name.
但是就知道有这么一号人物。
I know there's such a person.
以前奥巴马我们也叫不出来啊，后来他当总统了，天天听到，当然我们就叫得出来了。
Before we're not familiar with Obama's name, but after he became president, we hear him his name day in day out.
真的是很难选择，一个是摩门教徒。
So it's very hard to choose one of
the Mormon. 摩门教徒在很多的原则上面跟圣经很相似。
And now our principle, they're very similar to what's mentioned in the Bible.
包括对同性恋啊，这个会非常的深恶痛绝。
Yeah, including hatred for homosexuality. Yeah.
但他就不是真正敬畏耶和华的。
But he does not really truly fear the Lord.
他是怎么样？他有他自己的神。
He has his own God.
啊，他相信呢这一个呢啊这个他的所谓的耶和华。
He believes whom Jehovah.
他的耶和华跟神跟圣经里的耶和华是不一样。
Yeah, Jehovah is different from the Jehovah in the Bible.
因为他相信的是摩门经，不是圣经。
Because he really believes in the Bible, a Mormon Bible, not the Bible.
只不过是摩门经的参考。
So the Bible is only a reference for their Mormon Bible.
他们有没有看圣经？他们讲的圣经就是摩门经。
So when they talk about Bible, it's actually their Mormon Bible.
摩门经是经过这一个啊一个人呢，跟这个穆罕默德很像。
Someone is their Bible came from someone who's similar to Muhammad.
天使启示他的。
Said that the angel revealed to him.
我们都知道圣经里面有两句话。
We know that in Bible there are two verses.
不可删，不可添。
Do not subtract, do not add.
那么这一些呢？为什么？制作这个书籍出来。
So why they made these books?
在耶稣的那个时代，这个之后呢，我们就看到当启示录出来的时候，在旧约跟在新约里面都同样有这两句话。
We saw that after Jesus, that in the book of Revelation, there are two verses like these in the Bible.
因此呢，我们看到这一个的时候，我们就看到耶户虽然是怎么样，虽然是耶和华的受膏者。
Even though Yehu was an anointed one by the Lord.
我们可以从这一个经验里面看到什么？
From this experience, what do we see?
虽然是耶和华所膏。
Even though he was anointed by the Lord.
但是呢，耶和华只是拿来做他的工具而已。
But God used him only as a vessel or a tool.
那么这一个呢，跟怎么样？要让他完全的悔改。
So what also to let him completely repent.
神要给他悔改的机会，他不愿意接受。
God gave him the chance to repent, but he would not
accept. 因为他怎么走他自己想要走的路。
Because he walked in his own ways.
因此呢，虽然是恩膏者。
Even though he was anointed.
如果不按照神的话语。
He's not going through the word of the Lord.
仍然是最后走进了那个死胡同里面。
Again, they go into the world of the world.
当我们看到亚哈谢被杀了以后呢？
But we see after Ahaziah was killed.
亚他利亚这个太后呢，纯然之间开始怎么样？哦，动起了一种恶念。
So Atalia, the queen mother, still had a wicked thought in her.
就把她先生家的一些怎么样可以当王的全部给杀了。
So she murdered all the people who can be potentially king.
那么我们就看到呢，这一个时候呢，啊，这一个先知呢，把不是这个祭司呢，把这一个约阿斯藏在这个圣殿里面。
We saw that the priest hid Joash in the temple.
那么我们这个约押是被这个在圣殿里面第七年的时候，我们才知道开始这个成年的时候开始可以出来了。
So after 7 years, we know that he started to become older, that he can be revealed.
在这个七岁的时候七年的时候，我们代表他是一个完全。
So 7 years represent completion.
意思就是应该到了时候了。
So it's time. The time has come.
这七年里面，我们就看到这个祭司呢做了很大的工作。
So we see that the priest did a great work in the seventh year.
那么我们要把这个势力呢完全的看好的时候呢，才怎么样来做这个工作。
So when they have figured out everything, then they will start to work.
这七年里面有神的一个预备期。
So 7 years is God's time of preparation.
那么我们看到这个祭司呢是耶和耶大。
So we saw the priest Yehoiada.
那么把这个事情呢处理得非常好的时候呢
，So when he did this very well，
23章里面开始的时候，这一个当时呢就开始要做一个很大的一个回复到正规的。
So in chapter 23 we see that Yehoiada was leading the work of returning，
因为亚他利亚那个时候呢已经是什么太后自己当政了。
So at that time Atalia had made herself the queen or the ruler。
这个就是这个约沙法所犯的问题。所遗留下来的。
This is the mistake that Jehoshaphat made that passed got passed down.
我们看到这个时候呢，亚他利亚呢，亚他利亚没有办法去深入到这个圣殿的这个当中。
We saw that Atalia could not enter the temple.
因为当时犹大还是太多的人是敬畏神。
Because during that time, there are a lot of people in Judah that still fear the Lord.
那么宫内发生的事情呢，可能没有那么一下子外传。
probably what happened in the palace was not immediately known outside.
但是我们看到呢，这一个呢，耶和耶大呢预备好的时候
，we saw that from Jehoiada prepared，
就把这一个太后给杀了
，and he had the queen mother killed。
那么我们就看到在圣殿里面，他把他推到了到外面的时候呢，就把他杀了。
But they did not kill her in the temple, rather outside of the temple.
我们看到耶阿斯登基的时候七岁。
We noticed that Joash became the king when he was 7 years old.
那么耶阿这个约阿斯呢
？We saw that Joash
当这耶和耶大在的时候
，While Jehoiada was still alive，
他就遵循耶和耶大的话。
He obeyed what Jehoiada said. Teaching.
我们看到24章的时候
，In chapter 24，
当耶和耶大死了
，After Jehoiada died，
那么有一些以色列的这一个长官啊
，And the officials of Israel，
那么这一个他。到这个面前来跟这个约阿斯讲
，They came to me before Joash，
他们离弃耶和华他们列祖神的殿
，And they abandoned the temple of the Lord，
就怎么样去弃这个去侍奉亚瑟拉和偶像
，They worship Asherah and idols，
这一个我们就看到这个很多的这个有这个啊有这个领袖呢来建议约阿斯
，We saw that these officials tried to build up Joash，
那么。这一些呢，我们就看到约阿斯里面他所谓的举棋不定。
We saw that he was not set in his ways.
前面我们就看到他修圣殿啊，做什么工作
？We saw Joash before this that he was repairing the temple and do all the good works.
啊，耶和耶大死了以后，他不遵守了。
But after Jehoiada died, he did not obey anymore.
我们就要看到，如果一个人的信仰
，We see a person's faith
是父母亲或是长辈遗留下来。
It's from the parents or from the elders.
不是真正他摸到神。
It's not that he truly touched the Lord.
所以很多的这个美国基督徒啊，是好几十代的基督徒。
So in America, there are a lot of Christians who several generations.
七八代的基督徒，他们是因为他们的祖先是信耶稣的。
They are Christians simply because their ancestors are believing Jesus.
习惯性在吃饭的时候会祷告。
So in their habit, they will pray over their meal.
那么他们也会称耶稣基督是主。
They also call Jesus the Lord.
当他们写宗教栏的时候，他们就写基督教。
So when they classify themselves as a Christians,
他们生命里面对神的话语是不是真实的认识
？But in their life, do they know the word of the Lord?
这个我们就可以从约阿斯的身上看出来。
We can see it from Joash personally.
他在这个圣殿里面成长。
That he grew up in the temple.
他被耶和耶大养大。
That he was nurtured by Jehoiada.
扶持他当王。
Until he became king.
当然他也要讨耶和耶大的欢喜。
Of course he had to please Jehoiada.
他建殿。
When he built the temple.
从这一个角度上来看。
Based on this point of view.
讨耶和耶大的欢喜。
Was pleasing to Jehoiada.
他做任何的圣经里面所谈出来的律法。
So the things that all the laws that were mentioned in the Bible.
都是讨人的欢喜。
That was to please men.
但是当他自己权力长大以后。
But when he had the power.
他就按着自己或按着其他人的脚步去行。
He did according to his way, but not others.
这个当亚瑟拉呢带进了这个地方。
So then brought in Asherah here.
那么我们看到这个耶和耶大的儿子亚撒利亚来告诉他说的时候。
So we saw the son of Zechariah came to him.
竟然一点都不感恩耶和耶大的把他养大。
So he did not have any thanksgiving to Jehoiada who helped him to grow.
我们从这个地方，亚撒利亚呢，可能跟他一起长大。
We saw that Zechariah most likely grew up with him.
最起码他七岁的时候都是在圣殿里面，藏在圣殿里面。
At least up to 7 years of age, he was hidden in the temple.
可见呢，他心里面可能有一种怨恨。
Probably he had hatred in his heart.
竟然把祭司给杀死。
That he killed the priest.
我们就看到亚撒利亚来跟他讲话的时候，你干犯了耶和华的诫命。
He said, the guy said to him that you disobey the Lord's commands.
那么我们看到啊，这个也是一个很特别的例子。
We see this is a special leader.
神的灵感动耶和耶大的儿子。
That the Spirit of the Lord came upon Zechariah, son of Jehoiada.
撒加利亚。
Zechariah.
神感动撒加利亚。
The Spirit of God came upon Zechariah.
宣达神的话语。
And declare the word of God.
殉道。
But to martyr.
我们就啊，在哪里充满我？
You say, God, Lord, fill me.
如果有一天神充满你，你要去讲这个话，你要殉道。
If God tells you, you going to say this and going to martyr,
一定会说，我、哦、 等一下，就多待，我把事情忙完啊。
You may tell God, wait a minute, let me
finish. 这个对我来讲太突然了。
This is too sudden.
真的，你的灵暂时不要匆忙我。
Lord, your spirit do not come upon me yet.
我们就看到撒加利亚怎么样，领受了就去讲。
But we saw that Zechariah received and went to speak.
你不要以为这些人他们认为说神一定会保护他们或怎么样。
Don't think that God will definitely protect them.
他们既然为神工作的时候，如果我被杀了，他们怎么样？他们知道神会替他们伸冤。
They know that they need that when they work for the Lord, the God will avenge them.
这种心态的人都是对永生产生极大的盼望。
Those people have this kind of attitude. They have great hope for eternity in their life.
而且他知道在世上是寄居的。
They know that they are just foreigners, on earth.
我信道表示什么？我的工作已经完成。
They mark meaning they knew that their work was done.
我在神的面前做我尽我做的工作已经完成了。
That the work that that God had given them they finished.
那如果是这样子的话，那
保
罗说什么？我宁愿与基督同在啊，那是好得无比的。
So Paul said, I'd rather be with Christ.
今天有这种看见的基督徒非常少。
Those people, those Christians that have this kind of vision are very few.
把世界上当成寄居的也不多。
And those who treat that living on earth as a temporary time.
病痛缠身的时候，哎呀，那赶快跟主同在，好的无比。
But rather those people who are sick with terrible illness, that they rather be with the Lord.
病痛折磨。
That they will not suffer from the pain and agony.
我们什么时候在健康非常良好的状态？撒加利亚不是病恹恹的人。
So when do we in health can glorify the Lord just like Zechariah?
正值壮年。
In his strong years, in the prime of his life, God
去讲话，哎，神怎么没有保护他
？And Spirit of God came upon him, but why didn't protect him?
撒加利亚能够殉道，那是最大的荣耀。
So Zechariah able to model for the Lord, this was his greatest glory.
其实呢，我们看到神的灵感动我们有不同的层次。
We see that the Spirit of God coming upon us for different process.
怎么样去做事
？Maybe not necessarily this way.
要你去殉道
，maybe for you to model.
神的灵充满你。
And God's Spirit God builds
you. 刚强壮胆
So you'll be strong and courageous.
像这个基甸一样
Just like Gideon.
神的灵感动我们
God's Spirit God moved us.
使我们有能力
So we have power.
去面临很多的试探
To face many trials.
像耶稣被神圣灵引导去接受魔鬼的试探
That Jesus was led to the desert by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil.
耶稣那个时候呢是怎么样完全的人
That Jesus then was complete.
如果他是神，他怎么可以接受试探
？If he was God, how come he could receive?
因此，他在那个时候是人。
So at that time he was a man.
地上的时候是人。
As a, unless he was a man.
他没有罪。
But he was sinless.
他在地上有犯罪的可能。
Though he had a chance to sin.
他地上里面都有忧伤。
Because he has grief too.
因为他实实在在是一个人。
But truly, because he was a man.
他有他痛楚难当的时候。
He also had his difficulties.
他有他哭的时候。
Also, he had time that he cried.
还有他求神把这苦杯撤去的时候。
He also had asked God, the Lord to take the cup away from him, the bitterness.
神的灵感动我们的时候。
So when the Spirit of God come upon us,
要让我们所做的事情
to do things,
是圣灵他知道父的意思。
That what the Spirit knows is the will of the Father.
我们看到约沙法的这样的一个情况。
We saw that Jehoshaphat did this.
直到第三代的时候。
And his into his third generation.
还是怎么样？起墙草。
They still, like wild grass. Wild grass, they are just easily fall.
耶和耶大在的时候倒耶和耶大这边。
So when Jehoshaphat was still alive, he went toward Jehoshaphat.
倒向这一些以色列的领袖。
So when Yehoshua died, he leaned toward the leaders of the Israel.
一生当中的信仰上是没有主见。
So in his faith, he was not steadfast.
西瓜比较好吃，就靠那边。
So watermelon is sweeter, so he would go there.
这是非常要不得的一种信仰。
This is something you should not have in faith.
也是让我们从历史背景里面给我们一个很好的学习。
So we can learn from this historical background.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父求你帮助我们
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
让我们从整个的历史里面
From the history
看见我们的生命
We see our lives.
我们必须要回转到你面前来
We need to turn before you.
主帮助我们
Lord, may you help us.
让我们专心依靠你
Now we may trust you wholeheartedly.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
用耶稣的名祷告
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.